This is Life Unauthorized, a week-long series from WHYY.
He told me I was supposed to come back to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful.
Back at home, I would be in danger.
I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path.
When it comes to health care, immigrants in the country illegally have few options. They are not eligible for Medicare, Medicaid, or for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. They are allowed to purchase private health insurance, but many of them rely on community health centers and emergency rooms. That's the case for Odie, an unauthorized immigrant from Indonesia living in South Philadelphia. He spoke to WHYY's Katie Culinary about what it feels like when even those options aren't enough.
Odie's in his early 50s, but his gray hair and the halting way he walks, his arms stretched out slightly in front of him, make him seem much older. When he fled Indonesia 15 years ago, the country was reeling from financial and political crises. Odie had lost his job, and members of his political party were being arrested, accused of corruption. So he got on a plane with a tourist visa and landed in New York City, where he was taken by the city lights, the people, and the slang.
We learn, like, how are you doing in my country, right? But when I come to the United States, people say, how are you doing like that? And then they say, I don't. Almost same. And then, like, a what's up, bro, like that, you know.
Odie's had a lot of jobs over the years, in construction and manufacturing, as a cook in a Chinese restaurant, all the while sending money home to support his two sons. Most recently, Odie was an attendant at a laundromat in Philadelphia. Then, one day last July, he started feeling dizzy.
And then I'm down on the floor. So, yeah, I just call 911 and they bring
paramedics brought Odie to the emergency room at Jefferson Hospital, where he was treated for complications from diabetes.
And then I lost my vision little bit.
He started losing his sight, first in his left eye, then in his right. By October, Odie was mostly blind, and his life began unraveling. One day, he injected too much insulin, and his blood sugar plunged.
I'm getting low sugar. When a workplace find me, they feel if I'm die already because I cannot wake up.
Not long after that, Odie was fired from the laundromat because he could no longer see well enough to work. Now he barely leaves the house, going out only to the mosque and to the health center. But without a job, he can't afford private health insurance. And without insurance, Odie can't pay for the surgery he needs to treat his diabetic eye disease so he can see again and go back to work. When I first interviewed Odie 7 weeks ago, he was determined to stay in the U.S., get healthy again, and find another job. Now he's out of options. Although his blindness is treatable, it isn't considered severe enough to be covered by a federal program that helps immigrants with emergency medical bills. An outreach worker helping Odie has tried in vain to find a hospital willing to perform the surgery for free or a charity to cover it. So Odie is getting ready to go back to Indonesia soon. Members of his mosque are raising money to buy him a one-way ticket. He can't even afford to bring his belongings home.
It's very sad, really sad. Every night I only cry and then just go, talk to my God. I hope they will change my life, you know.
Going back to Indonesia won't be easy for a few reasons. It could be months before Odie could get ID, health insurance, and the care he needs. But mostly, Odie's afraid of being a burden on his family, especially his two sons who are now in their young 20s. He worries what they'll think when they see him. No longer the father who left to provide for them, Odie's 15 years older now. He's sick, and he feels helpless.
They will sad also when they see me like that, you know. And then I cannot do nothing. Look like you have enemy on the war, but you don't have a weapon for win the war.
That was Odie, an unauthorized immigrant from Indonesia. He spoke to WHYY's Katie Culinary for our series, Life Unauthorized. To hear more, visit newsworks.org/lifeunauthorized.